Snipers, you have to see what's happening to the Bitcoin price right now, as October is starting off on a positive note. With September now behind us, historically September has been the worst month for stocks and Bitcoin, but now it's October and the narratives are starting to shift. Check this out, snipers. The feds are starting to get pressure from the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund as they are calling on the feds and other central banks to halt interest rate increases. And how is this affecting the market? We're going to talk about that with Bitcoin holding above 19,000 as I record this video. The S&P 500 was up 2% today. The Dow Jones Industrial up over 700 points today. You can see Bitcoin is just inches away from this extremely important resistance level at 19,800. Are we going to be seeing a short squeeze here for Bitcoin heading into the start of October? Well, snipers, check this out. Bitcoin dominance looking ready for a continuation after bouncing from 2018 support. What does that mean? Well, when you look at Bitcoin dominance and Bitcoin itself, everything suggests we are about to have a pretty strong move. And after a month of basically nothing, it's time for some volatility. Bitcoin from June to October has required patience, but that patience should be rewarded as we officially head into October and towards the midterms. And this is an interesting visual of what could happen to Bitcoin heading into this potential midterm rally. If this is the case, what are the early signs of this rally? Well, you can see Bitcoin's range right now. It's an extremely tight range. Our major support, 18,800, the previous weekly open, and our major resistance, 19,800. Hourly and 4-hour candles, that's the rule. Above any one of these levels confirms a breakout or a breakdown. So what we're looking for right now is confirmations above 19,800. Now, how did the equity markets play out today to start the week off with? What the DXY has done is continue to find rejection and resistance at this extremely important level, 114. We've yet to come back up, and it so far looks like we are rejecting this level. The DXY pulls back. We saw oil up 2% on futures markets yesterday, inversely correlated with the DXY, all indicating that the dollar is ready to calm down. Now the S&P 500 is finally reacting to that, trying to get above its previous weekly open here. 3705 for the E-mini futures contract is the most important resistance right now. You can see we're slightly above it right now by 50 cents. We just need to see some follow through here. If we break above this previous weekly open, that could justify Bitcoin also breaking above 19,800. So let's continue to monitor this as the narrative looks like it's starting to shift. Bitcoin dominance indicating a move is around the corner. Here's what we need to monitor. Not only 19,800 for Bitcoin, but it's not a coincidence. Ethereum found support at 1277. Ethereum above its previous weekly open now. In the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart, it's not selling off towards 65,000 Satoshis yet. That's a very positive sign. If we can break above 68,000 Satoshis, that would be the major resistance for the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart. Now, across the board, we can start to look at some revolving parts to give us some hints as to the price action to expect over the next few days. And the most important chart that I want you guys to pay attention to right now is Bitcoin against the S&P 500. If we see further upside for Bitcoin and we start to see the Bitcoin against SPY pairing break out from these consistent lower highs that we've been forming, that would be the earliest confirmation of something abnormal happening to Bitcoin, to where Bitcoin is potentially ready to show some strength against the S&P 500, because it's been some time since that's been the case. So maybe it is time now. And this is also important right now, because if we don't see follow through, then this becomes a descending triangle. So Bitcoin against SPY is at a critical point right now. We have to monitor this. You can see Japan up 2.38%. So equity markets did very well. And what people are saying right now, and there are some very clear signs of what's happening right now. If you look at the liquidity right now in the markets, we just saw an abnormal push to the upside. And this was after a Fed's meeting. And so this Fed's meeting was behind closed doors, so we don't yet know what the Feds are talking about. But the Feds are clearly getting pressure now, verified by the Wall Street Journal, from the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund to halt interest rate increases. as it's having a very detrimental effect to the overall global macroeconomic environment, as we've seen with the great British pound and the euro slipping below its dollar peg. Now they're getting some pressure. Are the Feds going to listen here? And is that going to be the narrative that drives the markets up to see the short squeeze of a lifetime? That's certainly on the table, snipers. And so we'll continue to monitor the charts. It's just the start of the week, so we have a lot left. But a great start to October. Nothing of a surprise. Remember I told you guys, a new month, we could at least get one more shot above 19,800. Yes, last month we closed for the first time below 19,800. But we're at least going to get one more shot above 19,800. And what if this is the shot we've been waiting for to see some follow through? All it's going to take is Bitcoin getting above 22,000 to get back above the 20-week moving average. And that could potentially turn into a bull market support band. So the narrative is starting to shift. Let's see if we'll see some follow through, snipers. We know the major support and resistance right now for Bitcoin, 18,800 is a major support and 19,800. So what I'm saying is, hourly and 4-hour candles above or below either one of these levels is what's going to confirm what the next move is. We either test the lows again or we finally see some follow through to the upside based on this extremely tight range. This is going to give you the earliest confirmation here, the number one cryptocurrency technical analysis on the internet. Remember to smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm, snipers, if you support this content. But that's your update for today. Very interesting things on the chart. What we'll also continue to monitor is Bitcoin dominance. And so we know we saw this bullish engulfing candle. We were hypothesizing that that could have been a reversal. Now we have this ascending triangle forming. So if we see follow through here, that can indicate that volatile move that we've been waiting for. The VIX down 4%. That's very positive there for the equity market. So exciting time in the market, snipers. Let's see what happens to Bitcoin. Are we going to be seeing this midterm rally that could potentially take us towards $45,000? Well, that's all going to start inch by inch. First, we have to conquer 19,800. Once we get above 19,800, the rest is history. So thank you, snipers, for tuning into the channel today. Until next time, snipers.